sure it might, if I put it in there.
It might shrink.
Say, moving on to another topic. You know, when a girl is getting ready to go out on a date, she might spend a lot of time, you know, in front of a mirror. What would you say she's doing?
She's primping.
Primping. Well, if a boy were doing the same thing, what would you say that he would do?
He's primping.
You're primping too. We're talking about girls, you know, the things that they carry around, all of their odds and ends. Yeah,
their purse?
They're called.
Yeah.
You ever heard that called anything?
A handbag.
Handbag, same thing.
Yeah.
Or sometimes inside those, they'll have something that they might keep change coins in, something with a little clasp, you know, on top.
Yeah, they can have a coin purse or a wallet.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen men use those things, something?
A coin purse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually older men. Mm-hmm.
Still them around?
Yeah, there are a few that still have them, and some of them zip.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or say, talking about things that you wear, these things that women or girls like to wear around their wrists, you know.
Bracelets.
Or the things that they might wear.
A necklace.
Or, again, talking about clothing, you don't see too terribly many of these anymore, but used to. Men would wear these to help keep their pants up, you know. They
suspenders.
Go, yeah. Have you ever heard those called? Anything besides that?
Galluses.
Galluses?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, would strike you as an older word or what?
Yeah. Yeah, gallus is an older word. Mm-hmm. I usually think of galluses with Gene Talmadge.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I see. Or say this thing that you would take with you. If it were raining, you know, to keep the rain off of you, you call that
an umbrella.
Ever heard it called anything besides that? Or have you ever heard, sometimes people distinguish between that and something that they might use just to keep the sun off?
A parasol?
Yeah. Are they synonymous to you?
They're not synonymous. I've seen people use umbrellas as parasols.
What's the difference
between an umbrella and a parasol? An umbrella is used to keep the rain off.
Yeah.
A parasol, you think of this dainty little thing, lacy and flowery, that a woman used to use to keep the sun off. Well, not really to keep the sun off, I guess so, but sort of like as like an accessory.
Yeah, right.
For her outfit.
I see. Wouldn't be much good if a good thunderstorm came up.
I wouldn't think so. No, it's usually was scarcely big enough to cover your head.
Yeah. Let's say, going on something else for a minute. When you're making up your bed, the last thing that goes on, you call that
the bedspread.
Bedspread.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard, you think besides that, maybe an older term, something that your grandmother might have said?
Coverlet? I've heard that term, I'm familiar with it, but it's not used very often.
You think it's pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing as a bedspread.
Have you ever heard somebody talk about the counterpin?
The what?
Counterpin.
No.
And again, talking about what goes on your bed, the thing that you rest your head on.
It's a pillow.
Have you ever seen something like a pillow, but a bit larger? I don't know if they were functional or not, whether you actually use them in your sleeping, or just might have been put on the bed for looks. Kind of like a pillow.
A bolster?
A bolster.
Yeah.
Do you still see those? Those are pretty common still?
Yeah, on a day bed type of fare.
What about this expression? You might say, if it were particularly long bolster, you might say, well, it doesn't just go part way across the bed, it goes
all the way.
Or talking about things on your bed again, something, a particularly heavy covering that you might use in cold weather. I think we used to get together, you know, and put, yeah.
A quilt.
Yeah. Do people still
do quilting?
Yeah.
I don't think they get together and make quilts. The people that